You walk into the garage and there's a puddle of filthy, rusty water on the floor around your water heater. You walk up to your cubicle and there's a pink envelope taped to your workstation. You open the medical portal on your app and there is a gigantic red exclamation point next to your lab results. Do you worry? Are you superhuman or do you worry? I worry. In fact, I am so skilled in the finer points of the anxiety loop that you might want to take notes. First, something triggers me. A simple observation or intuition, and I say to myself, something's not right. Second, and I'm especially good at this, second, I assume the worst. Because y'all know it's going to be the worst possible, so I assume the worst. Third, run around like crazy. Pointless, indiscriminate, directionless running. Fourth, and I don't pretend to understand, it's just what I do. Hesitate to act or even assess the reality of my situation. And finally, lastly, I despair. Just plain despair. That's my personal anxiety loop. And if you decided not to take notes, you can just watch me the next time I'm stressed. The only solace I take, comfort I take, is that I am not the only one. I do not think I purloined my pattern from the first followers of Jesus. I truly believe I reached my methods independently via my own challenges and disappointments. But it's true that their anxiety loop is exactly the same as my own. I mean, look at it. Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been rolled away. Here we go. It's on. Something's not right. So she ran and told the disciples, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb." And that's managed with a professionalism akin to my own. I almost admire it. Mary assumes the worst. Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And you are following the pattern perfectly. In their anxiety, the disciples are now running around like crazy. John reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in, but he did not go in. I don't understand John any more than I understand myself. I just see the pattern. Hesitate to act or even realistically assess the situation. Finally, disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And there it is. Despair. Plain and simple despair. It was for the disciples much as it might have been, would have been for us. They have lost their Lord. They are bereft of hope. They are paralyzed by shock and fear. They are in panic mode. And it's just dawning on me. Don't know why I didn't think of it sooner. But isn't Jesus our Lord too? And yet, did you spend a sleepless night last night? Did fear grip you this morning like icy death as you straightened your son's tie and searched for your daughter's Easter basket? I know myself. I know most of you well enough. After Jesus was betrayed on Thursday night and died on the cross on Friday, we should not have had a normal weekend. Jesus is our Lord too. And as he rested in a tomb of rock this weekend, we planted flowers and washed the car. Where's your anxiety loop? It's not that we lack the skills. Water heaters, lousy jobs, and lab results. We aren't that far from a tailspin at any moment in our lives. Ah, but you say, and of course you're right, you say, we already know how this story ends. We already know that God will raise Jesus from the dead this very morning, conquering death itself. You say, knowing how the story ends keeps the anxiety at bay. Knowing that God is triumphant means we don't have to worry so much. Because of Easter, our anxiety is not the required or the automatic response. Whoa there. Did I just say what I think I said? Because of Easter, because we know how the story ends, anxiety is not the required or the automatic response. See, Easter is more important than anything else as a reminder. And that's why we celebrate it every year. It reminds us how the story ends, with new life, resurrection, and the triumph of love even over death itself. And you ask, why would we need to remember that? Because when a broken water heater, a lost job, or even a bad test result come your way, you might want to remember that you also know already how your story ends. You know that yours is a happy ending, a joyful reunion in love that lasts for all eternity. Life can throw you a million curveballs. In point of fact, it will. But you do not have to live on the anxiety loop nearly as much as you think. It is possible to truly take Easter into your heart and live with more faith, more trust, more hope, and far less fear.